You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, Director of the John Cage Trust, and tonight's program is a birthday celebration broadcast, in effect an opera mix being created with and for the great John Cage. The program is introduced by Sam Seliger, librarian and archivist for WKCR 89.9 FM, Columbia University's radio station, and it was originally broadcast live on WKCR in August of 1987, during the period that Cage was putting the finishing touches on his Your Operas 1 and 2, composed on commission from the Frankfurt Oper on the occasion of the institution of its new director-conductor, Gary Bertini. This opera mix was created in real time at the WKCR radio station, with Cage at the helm with a host of engineers, including Bard's own Bob Bilecki, and it would ultimately constitute what Cage referred to as Truckera, a tape of 101 layered fragments of European operas heard from time to time passing through the percussion section of the small Your Operas 1 and 2 orchestra. The host of the program is none other than Brooke Wentz, a Barnard and Columbia alum who for a time served as the new music director of WKCR. While I was in attendance at the premiere of Cage's mammoth work in Frankfurt on December 12, 1987, I missed both the original broadcast of tonight's program in August of 1987 and its more recent rebroadcast on Cage's birthday this year, September 5th. So this airing this evening via WGXC is as much for me as it is for All Things Cage listeners who were equally unaware. Your Operas 1 and 2 was the primary work occupying Cage's time in the 1985 to 1987 window. And it was also the work that I spent the most of my own time on, having begun work with Cage in New York in 1985. It brings back a lot of memories. Cage had assumed a Wagnerian role with this work, his first full-scale opera, handling virtually every aspect of its composition and creation, with a lot of help from his assistant at the time, Andrew Culver. I found this work provocative and immensely engaging, so much so that Your Operas 1 and 2 ended up being the subject of my 1992 doctoral dissertation from UCLA, fully titled John Cage's Your Operas 1 and 2, The Musical Means of Revolution. The program, which runs in its original 3 full hours, is heard here at WGXC in 3 parts, each running roughly 1 hour. December 30th, Part 1, January 6th, Part 2, and January 13th, Part 3, all heard on All Things Cage at its regularly scheduled times. And for a little background, for those for whom this work is new, Your Operas 1 and 2 derives its name from the words Europe and opera, suggesting the work's content and sounding in its pronunciation like your opera, alluding to the work's populist leanings. The 1 and 2 of its title denotes 2 unequal parts, one 90 minutes in length, one 45, which are separated by a 1 minute and 50 second looping black and white film of chance-derived moments from both, created to Cage's specifications by Frank Schiffer. Your Operas 1 and 2 is, like much of Cage's work since the early 1950s, conceived largely via chance operations. The chance operations employed, however, are of unprecedented sophistication, even for Cage, due to the use of high-speed computer technology to run IC, a standalone computer software program specially designed by Andrew Culver to simulate the coin oracle of the I Ching. The work's musical content is the simultaneous presentation of arias and duets heard against and within a pulverized, decontextualized mass of 1 to 16 measure instrumental fragments drawn from 64 European operas of the past, all in public domain and ranging from Gluck to Rossini. Its cast of players is, by opera standards, somewhat small. 19 singers, 12 dancer athletes, and a 24-piece orchestra, without the usual body of strings, and with the unusual addition to its percussion section of the aforementioned Truckera, which we hear being created in tonight's program. Its extra musical elements are those commonly associated with the genre. Elaborate lighting cues, costumes and props, lively and varied stage actions, intermittent dance, and an imaginative, subtly shifting stage decor. This is a rough and tumble program, a lot of chatter, and a lot of music. I hope you enjoy it.
You're listening to The Original FM, WKCR FM New York and WKCR HD1, on the air at 89.9 and online at WKCR.org, where our playlists are also posted. This is a pre-recorded broadcast and it's scheduled to air at noon on Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023, as part of our birthday broadcast for the great John Cage. My name is Sam Seliger, and I'm going to be presenting some materials from the WKCR archive. This is a tape known as the Opera Mix. It's an appearance of John Cage on our station in 1987, as he created a mix of different opera recordings for him to later use in a work called the Your Opera. Now, this is the full 3-hour tapes across three reels of tape. From that broadcast, the tapes say written on them that it was July of 1987, although I believe it was actually August. And across those 3 hours, you'll hear Cage interviewed, tell stories, present different specific arias from operas stripped of any identifiable information other than the plot. And over the course of 3 hours, with the assistance of several engineers, piece together this mega tape in which he overlays recordings of over 60 different arias into one 3-minute massive wall of noise. The ultimate intention for this was that it would be played intermittently during the Your Opera, in which vocalists perform and discuss their favorite arias and other pieces of vocal music from the operatic tradition. Now, that's not just what we're playing. Again, this is a full 3-hour segment in which John Cage creates this work. I've tried my best to present the tape simply in full. There are several issues and technical difficulties that spring up across it, which I believe are native to the original recording. So there's not too much I could do about them, and I decided not to try to edit them out. These include some sound issues every once in a while, particularly some ringing in the first few minutes. There's also some abnormally long pauses, particularly as they switch from one sound source to the other. I cut those down when necessary, try to keep them relatively short. There shouldn't be any pauses longer than about 20 seconds. I'll be back on at the top of the next hour for the next mic break. Once again, this is the John Cage Opera Mix recording from August of 1987 on WKCR.
And it's not going quite as smoother, but it's quite as smooth, but I think it'll work out.
It'll go very well shortly.
Yeah, it will. Are we gonna try something here?
No, just an audition.
We're gonna audition something. Well, John, I think we're gonna have to go put on a record, keep our listeners entertained, because I can't stay on microphone, not unless you want to talk straight.
Oh, I have some stories.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. We'll have this. All right, John. I'm gonna go off then. So.
This mix that we're going to make tonight will be used as part of the old percussion section of the orchestra in the Your Operas 1 and 2. The first thing actually that I did for the opera was to find that title, which is the word Europe. And the word opera put together into one word. The next thing I did was to write these stories, which are collages from short synopses of operas. And these will be in the programs. And instead of there being one program for the opera, there'll be 12 different programs, so that if you were at a performance and looked at your program and your neighbor looked at his program, you might read different stories rather than the same one. Here's one. I took out the names like, the real names of the people, Carmen and so forth, and I just used personal pronouns like he, she, we, and so forth. So he, the nephew of a rich old bachelor, arouses him to obtain admittance to the palace, and in return for safe passage, names him commander of the Holy Grail. Even her loving relatives feel a strange sympathy near his ship. First he sounds the alarm, but she is tempted by the weaponless hero to hold him to a marriage contract. At the second alarm, he disguises himself after giving her wedding an unsuccessful attempt at a life of pleasure. She flees, commanding a pardon for his bride, who has hidden herself to die with her hand on him. One of them now and then. Are we getting closer to...
I think we are.
We're almost there.
We are almost there.
Shall I read a few more?
Read what? Read, you want to... I can't believe you. Is the whole opera made up of works like this?
Well, these are the programs.
Just the program notes.
The program notes. And the opera is like these in collage. And the mix we're going to make tonight is going to be like a... it'll be very thick, as you'll see when you hear it. And it'll be like a truck passing through the traffic of the sounds of the orchestra and the singers. In other words, it'll be quite loud, and as you will hear, it's very thick. And so when it's heard, which will be just briefly, you won't hear it. I don't think you'll hear anything else.
How long is the opera?
There are two of them, and the first one is an hour and a half. And the second one is 45 minutes.
Oh, they're very short.
Well, an hour and a half isn't too short, do you think?
No.
Oh, you're thinking of Wagner. Oh, well.
Read another story. Do you have another one, John?
Oh, I have lots.
Okay. Why don't you read one more?
He is in a group of witches and plans to starve. She sells her expert card player. People pray for him to be awakened. Discovered, she succeeds in making him meet only secretly with her. The wedding is imposed. If he offers her younger sister, her former sweetheart, who has rescued her, he cannot resist her gods. He steps forward and they join, released from their vows. He, believing her to be enlightened, reveals the virtues of her way and suddenly plunders the temple with his last bullet. He is satisfied.
John, how come the opera is being performed in Frankfurt? How'd you hook that up?
Well, it was 2 years ago that I was asked to make an opera. And it was through my friend Heinz Klaus Metzger. So I said yes. I think if I, as the senators say, if I could do it over again in hindsight, I might not so quickly say, or lightly say yes. But because an opera is very complicated. However, it's now going to actually happen. And with the help of Andrew Culver, almost all the details of the action and the decor and the costumes. The last thing we have to do yet is some details of the lighting. It's being done by means of computer assistance with all this information in a database, and we're able to look at one thing or another. We're able to look at the whole opera from the point of view of one of the singers, or in score fashion from the point of view of someone in the audience looking at the whole thing.
What difficulties did you find in making an opera? You've never made an opera or attempted to write an opera before.
Well, I think the difficulties result from the the complexity of the situation and the fact that it's involved with an institution which has habitual ways of doing things. When I explained, for instance, to the technical director, who's marvelous and has become a friend, when I explained to him what I wanted to do with the decor, he said, "I've been in the theater for 35 years, and that's impossible." But Heinz Claus Metzger was there and pointed out that I had been writing music for 50 years, and that he thought maybe it might be possible. So we went back to the theater and tried it, and the technical director was delighted. So it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the simple business of having a stage without a backdrop. I've often done that with Merce Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it's going to be set up for your opera.
Right. You'll be able to see into the distance. And between the audience and the distance, which will include the sets of the other operas in the repertoire, there will be 36 different distances where flats can come either down from above or in from the sides. As you can tell from these stories, and the fact that they're all different, you can see that there's no story. It's more like could be any story, and the action is not the action of one story, but is a collage that makes no particular sense. And I think the movement might be described as an undanced choreography.
It also seems like John Cage in opera. I mean, that's exactly what you've been working on or doing for the last 10 years, are the very, very similar things, the things you were doing with Roratorio and with this and with some of the other texts that you've been or will be attempting to walk through. It's very similar.
A friend asked me the other day whether I was looking forward to seeing this opera. And I waited a moment, and then I said, yes.
Is Merce going to be in this at all, or involved with this at all?
No, he's very busy with the company.
Oh, okay.
They travel almost constantly. He's in London this very moment. Wait, you want one more story?
Yeah, let's hear another story, and then I think that we might be ready.
She is the tragedy that has happened. He confides his love, and he says he is himself a father. He plots to marry no one. The victim hides the statue of salvation if ever they rob her and the high priests. But when she learns the ceremony is a fake, she kills his friend, who had accepted his duplicity in vain since they had informed him of his death. He kills her on the battlefield.
Well, John, quite a variety of stories. Are we almost ready here? Yes, I think we're almost ready. We're going to get our... John, why don't you tell the people, the listeners, once again what we're doing? And you can probably explain
this. We're making this mix, which is going to sound like a truck passing through the sounds of the orchestra and the percussion. And it's 3 minutes long. We have over 100 opera records. And we have six turntables with six players. And each one has a three-minute part for each one of the eight mixes. And then we're going to put the eight mixes together until we have one record. Actually, I'd like to know how long this is going to take us.
John, I really have no idea.
Why don't we time it?
It's 9:36, and we do have about three people in here with stopwatches. Each of these segments, you've written eight of them at 3 minutes each, and I believe that there probably will be a 1.5 to 2 minute segment in between, simply because the disc jockeys have to move their records.
We could.
What do you want to do?
Anyway, I just like to know at the end.
Okay.
I don't want to bet or anything, but I'd like to know at the end how long it takes. We have all the time in the world, don't we?
Yes, this is radio. We can just stay here forever.
Okay.
If our listeners will be listening. By the way, for those of you who are tuning in, you're listening to a John Cage birthday celebration, also a special airing.
I'm used to giving performances where no one is in the audience at the end.
Well, John, you know, the thing about radio is we have no idea who's out there listening, so they could be turning off
the
station.
Well, at least we're here.
At least we're here. We're entertaining ourselves.
Right.
And this is WKCR 89.9 FM. I'm Brooke Wentz, and I'm in the studio with John Cage. And how many was the last count? About 18 other people.
It looks like they're more now.
They're more now. So this is probably actually a land.
I think we have at least 10 more people. It must be 27.
Are there any under the chairs? No. Okay. I don't know what to do. Should we just stand here? No, we can't just play something because everybody's got... If all our turntables are used up. Okay.
Can't we begin?
We're going to have a countdown. I think we've got 30 seconds here, so let's start it. You want to start at 9:39 or should we start it at exactly 9:40?
9:39.
You want to start at 9:39.
Are you ready, Bob?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
Is everyone ready? Okay, well, this is welcome to live radio in 9 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, that's the first one.
Are you able to control all those?
Yes, I can. I can control them all.
Great.
Hopefully. Yep. Yes, we.
Is there something?
Turn Q down.
Yes, turn
Q off. I think.
There we go.
Yeah. That's right. So how did it sound, John, for the first one?
It sounded like opera.
Yeah, it drops into the other thing, but that's all right.
Right.
Yeah, you heard that. You heard.
You heard, but it wasn't going on because I heard.
It was?
No.
No.
You heard it on the bank.
No.
No. It's just the cues. Yes, yes.
Now we should get ready for the second one.
That's right.
The count is real useful.
Okay. All right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And the end, should the end be announced?
I don't have the beginning.
Are we ready to start at 44?
Okay.
No, not yet. Okay.
Okay, in the process, by the way, for the listeners, even though these are only 3-minute segments and we are doing 8 of them, our senior engineer, who is Bob Bilecki, probably one of the best engineers available in the city,
We thank the Lord he's here.
And we thank the Lord over and over again that he's here.
It's White Plains.
From
including White Plains.
Bob was up here helping us with the Lamont Young Festival about a year ago, so it's very nice that he's back again. And in the meantime, Bob is recording this on digital tape, so we're going to about ready to cue it up. And after, John, how many of these 3-minute ones are we then going to mix it on top of the ones that are being taped?
Well, we just made 6, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that 8 times.
Oh, I see.
And then we're going to put all 48 of them. Isn't that 8 times 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll put all 48 of them together onto one record.
And can we hear that tonight? We'll hear that later.
Yes, and I want to know how long it takes us to do that.
Somewhere to go.
That's right, John. Do you have something?
No, I just want to know.
Okay, we started this one at 9. What did we start the first 9:39? Okay. Okay. Are we ready? Almost.
Start at 45. 15 seconds.
Okay. 9:45.
I don't have time for another story.
9, no, John.
8.
Se volete, vi piacciono.
It's number two. Finished. John, why don't you tell a story?
Here's this one. He arouses her. They are about to be married. He threatens to kill his mother. She expresses her delight. Now his brother has presumably been thrown into the flames. At her birthday ball, he is very careful. After the bloody deed is done, she, remorseful, returns. The two exchange ecstatic pledges. Nevertheless, he is dying. He offers his life to the gods. You want another?
Sure.
He is happy with court life and is in love with her. He ignores her apparent indifference toward him. He meets with the Turks, a visiting knight, who says to forget his stepmother and enlist his help. Actually, he returns disguised as a monk on Christmas Eve. She soon denounces him to his friend each time they accept his traveling companion. To circumvent discovery in his dark tomb, she marries him. They are surprised to win. Are you ready?
I think we're ready for the third
this
one.
This is the third one.
Okay, this is take three.
15.
Fourth one?
Mm-hmm. That's the third.
That's the
third one. Completed.
Is that all?
Yep. Next three.
Great.
John, how have you liked the outcomes of these so far? Do you like what you've heard so far?
Oh, sure.
They sound a little different than what we had in the dry mix last week.
Well, we have different records, and I think we had applause in that one.
I know.
It'll change, though, when we start putting these on top of...
Can we go in are you a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone ready? You want a story?
Anything you want, John.
Was that the fourth one?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, here's a story. He has left her. She is accused by him and the populace, except the innkeeper. He arranges for battle with the Moors. Killing the old man, one condition is imposed, traditional hospitality. He, disguised as a student, kills the governor. She flees. He kills the giant. She kills herself. Her funeral cortege appears. Refusing to join her, he forgives them, making a fool of himself. A strange hermit appears. Are you almost ready?
That was pretty bloody.
They're either about war or love. That's all,
right.
They're, that's all they're about.
Let's go at 59. It's 45 seconds.
Okay.
Mix 5.
You all ready?
Yes.
Yeah. 25 seconds.
hear my sentences 25 years pass.
25 years. Well,
25 seconds.
No, we have a sick...
The cue.
It's on manual. That's the problem. I mean, it's on automatic. Right. There we go. Okay, here goes
three,
to mix
two,
five.
One.
For those of you just listening in, it's 10:02, and this is WKCR. I'm doing the legal ID at the top of the hour. 10:02 WKCR FM in New York City. I'm Brooke Wentz, and you're listening to a special radio broadcast of the works of John Cage. We are celebrating his 75th birthday, which actually takes place in September, but we're doing it a little bit early because we're bringing you this special live broadcast. We are doing it right up here at 115. In Broadway, and our studios are packed. So I hope you've been enjoying it. And if any of you plan to be in Germany in November through, I believe, February, the opera, Your Opera, in which part of this will be coming in like a truck, as John said before, you can hear that if you're over in Frankfurt and want to see the opera. His opera is called Your Opera, and you're listening to a live mix.
We're going to do that one over.
We're going to do that one over, okay.
We had a few troubles.
Okay, is that needle working all right, John? Is the needle working all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't go on.
Me too.
Okay, well, we're doing eight mixes, and then after we do those eight mixes, I think we're going to hear it on top. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Are we ready to go in 20?
I guess in this case, we have to wait for the people to get their records together.
No, not, no.
No, we'll wait another minute.
John, I think this sounds good. I mean, it sounds, I don't know, we actually, no one here in the studio has actually any idea of how this is sounding, do they?
Can't we hear it?
The closest thing, actually, is these headphones. I wish I could pass the headphones around. It sounds wonderful in here. Actually, the people sitting outside there have an idea. What's it sound like, guys?
They're giving us one of these.
You're giving us the A-OK sign. Okay. Great. Great.
Wunderbar.
Okay. So we're going to try the mix number 5 again, right?
Right.
Okay. Everybody's got their score in front of them. Yeah, by the way, everybody's got a score in here. Every single person who's putting a needle on a turntable, and myself and Danny here, who's also manning. I'm manning 3 turntables. Danny's manning the other 3. And then we've got to see each person's got their own turntable to put records on.
Right.
And John's listening and watching.
And telling stories.
Telling stories. Yep.
10.
Okay.
9.
That was good that time.
See, practice.
We're getting good, no question.
All right, mix 6 coming up now.
John, do they get any more difficult? Do they get...
The parts?
Yeah.
No, I think they're more or less... They're just different.
Uh-huh. How did you come up with these patterns? Is this also through chance
right.
on your computer?
Right.
Do you have a program for chance operations on your computer now?
Yes, Andrew Culver made it. It's called IC.
IC?
Which is short for I Ching.
I call it IC. John calls it IC.
Well, you have another program, Andy, called TIC.
Yeah, for time. Time value.
What did it say, John? No one else can hear. Well, these people can't hear. What is it? Well, what does TIC stand for?
TIC is time values related to the I Ching.
TIC and IC.
You want one more story?
Yeah, you have about 20 minutes. I mean, 20 seconds.
She sells his soul to her father with the aim of improving his impaired finances. Even her loving relatives are shocked. They rescue him. He retires. She agrees. Torn, they, in shame, pardon all conspirators. He agrees to marry her. She kills herself. He has chosen the victor.
Some of those records need to be cleaned.
Oh, you didn't bring the gloves, Doug, that we were going to have.
That would just prevent them from getting dirtier.
It wouldn't clean them.
Okay.
What do? You spray them? I mean, if you're cleaning a record?
We have a dishwasher, but we're not going to pass that around so that everybody can use them every 30 seconds.
Everybody has to have their own spray gun.
This one ends with five and all together. A real.
All set?
No.
Oh, well,
are
looks
ready,
like we're going to have to
wait another
minute. Tell a story, John.
He lusts after her. She has died. His only hope of redemption in his despondency. He maintains his reserve, accepts the bird. He fulfills the second part of the witch's prophecy. They rescue him quickly. He loses his power. He falls prey to another man's wife. Once more he invokes Venus. He is the first to admit it. In vain, her life is over. He wishes, he refuses. Thoroughly embittered, he rails.